it was in July that the Home Secretary announced the overarching inquiry, and we had a debate on Thursday in the House, actually. Tim took part in that as well, where we discussed progress with the inquiry. And one of the major problems with progress is the fact that we still don't have a chair, and we've tried twice, the government have tried twice to try and appoint somebody, first Baroness Butler-Sloss and then Fiona Wolfe. And I know Tim has strong views on this, but I'm sure we'll hear from it. But, you know, one interesting point that I don't think's come out yet, and I'd be interested to hear Tim's view on it, is really the division within the Conservative Party in terms of this issue, even within the Cabinet, because I get a strong impression, and I've been, you know, researching and studying this issue of child sex abuse and the inquiry itself, but I do think there's sort of a schism within the Cabinet, where you've got on one side the Home Secretary, Theresa May, who is determined, I think, to get to the bottom of what's gone on in terms of child sex abuse, and then you've got the Prime Minister himself, who I think doesn't want to talk about it, wants to move away from it, was quite insensitive in terms of survivors of child sex abuse just a few days ago, suggesting that they were sort of conspiracy theorists. So there does seem to be a schism within the government on this topic,